with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, happy Labor Day weekend. I hope you were able to get out and relax this weekend. You're right in the middle of it, and you've had a chance to create some grill envy wherever you are. I'm Jop. He's Barbecue Bob. We're talking about a lot of stuff today. What's up, man?
Yeah, I'm talking about maybe getting your Labor Day picnic or maybe you're camping. I'm supposed to be camping this weekend, but took a pass because I have a date with some siding on my house. And so my wife went with her friends without me. Imagine that.
Well, not hard for me to do.
Say no
I'll
more.
Just say that.
Say no more. So interesting talking to Sam. Better Made Snacks. Boy, I can tell you that my 70s and 80s trips to Detroit and Dearborn in particular to my in-laws, there was always a couple bags of those on the fridge. Sure. So it's kind of cool for sentimental reasons, if nothing else.
I've powered back a couple bags this morning
already. I noticed that. Yeah, yeah.
And could really use a beverage.
Thankfully, you thought
right
of Brian
now.
And gave him a few chips before
we were out of them.
Before our producer passed out here from watching us. Yeah. So, you know, I keep seeing some of these things online and different social media platforms, and everybody's trying to outdo each other with this, grill that. And some of them sound stupid. Some of them look cool. This one looked kind of stupid at first, but then the more I thought about it and watched the video, it's like, I can actually taste that happening. And it's a bacon-wrapped carrot, which at first sounded like, sure, you can wrap it like you can wrap a hot dog or anything, but, you know, people are going crazy with wrapping bacon on everything.
Well, it's because it's good.
It is. I mean, and if you don't like carrots, this is a way to like them.
Right. Yeah.
But after watching the video,
it's
got to
be healthy still, right?
It's got to be. So I watched it, and then I thought, well, let's put a twist on it. Let's make it our own.
Sure.
And let's do that, and then let's make up a little maple syrup jalapeno glaze. So it's got a little snap to it, a little sweet and a little hot. And so go ahead and do that and then brush it a little bit right when it's done and put a little sweet hot on the end of it. And now you're encompassing everything other than, you know, maybe some hops.
So did you put this on the grill or the smoker?
The grill.
Okay.
You grill it.
See, I'm not a big fan of grilled bacon. Get lots of flare-ups, and it's really difficult for me.
You have to go real low heat.
Right. It's difficult for me to keep it from getting burned on one side, and when I get burned bacon, it gets black, and it's bitter, right? Where when I get my bacon-wrapped stuff, I like to do it in the smoker, but it takes a lot longer.
Right.
Right? But if I would smoke that at 250, you don't have you're using indirect heat. You could do that on your grill, too, right?
Yeah.
And then the bacon cooks.
You could indirect it for a while and then snap it off at the end.
Right, with the glaze on there to make that a little tacky, yeah.
Yeah, real low heat, though, because bacon does reduce and flare up big time. Anyway, so a little different thing there. But here's one that is I've been playing with all summer in different variations, and I'm also watching everybody else's videos and seeing how they're doing it. But I'm a big fan of cooking the corn in the husk without touching it. You know why? You don't have to touch it.
Right. So now, are you soaking that in water first or no?
No. No.
Okay. Right out of the
You're throwing
field.
It right on the grill with the husks, grilling it. Actually, the best way to do it is indirect for 20 minutes. And then rolling it. Let me back up. I'm confusing recipes here. This way, you indirect it for about 20 or 25 minutes. Then I take it off the board, and I chop off the cob end or the root end. Yeah. And I go to where the silk is and the pointed end and kind of squeeze it, and you push the corn right out of the husks, and the silk is gone.
Stays with husks.
Yeah. It's kind of disintegrates. I don't know what happens, so if it turns into corn oil or what the deal is with that, but you got to cook it one way or another for about 15 to 25 minutes, depending on the size of it and how well you want it done. So then you've got it hot and steamy, and it's coming out of the husk, and you just brush a little, this combination, I've got garlic and Parmesan cheese in a melted butter.
Okay.
And you brush that on there, and then you throw it across the grill and roll it a little bit and get some grill marks on it. It is, Jop, I'm telling you, it is remarkable what you can do with fresh sweet corn.
I got a charity cook that I'm doing on the 15th of September. It's a Thursday night, and they've asked me to do corn. And
there
and I was going to talk to you about it. But when you, and this is where I'm going with it for you on your Labor Day deals, sometimes a whole ear of corn, you know, you're buzzing back and forth with your in your mouth, and it's just too much, and it gets over you.
By all means, after you get done grilling them, chop them up.
Right, and that's where I was going, is take your average ear of corn and maybe in three pieces, and then you can pick it up, and you can eat it in
mouthful. Do that after you grill it, though.
Right,
because now you're handling bigger pieces.
Right.
How many people do you have to cook for?
80 to 100.
Make it easy on yourself, then. Use your big white igloo. Put all your corn in there. Fill it with hot water before you leave for the gig, and then grill it on location.
Put
boiling water in it before you leave.
Because it'll partially cook on the way there.
Oh, it'll cook the heck out of it.
Right. And then, so there's a tip right there, is you got a group of people coming over for
cooler
the
corn.
Labor Day. You
mm-hmm.
make cooler corn, right?
I mean, but then throw it on the grill at the last minute.
Right. So let's explore that a little bit. So your indirect heat, you cut the root end off and you squeezed it and it came out.
You need silicone mitts.
Yeah. Yeah. But it'll do that same thing if we make cooler corn
out of
it, right?
Actually better, because you have some water there helping you lubricate it. But that silk, remarkably, kind of lubes up the cob. Sounds weird. But
it doesn't.
Don't touch it.
Yeah.
And,
too easy
it
sometimes.
It shoots right out of there.
Yeah. And but anyway, so there's your tip, though, is the cooler corn. The cooler corn that you can make. So thanks, because I'll be doing that. And then when you season it, I'm rolling it on the grill with the seasoning on it, and I'm going to get some black char marks on it. Not enough to cook it, but just enough to make it pretty.
That's right.
Right? So, yeah.
Well, you're going to give it actually a little flavor difference, too. You're gonna affect the profile.
Because what I want to do is I want to serve it in a big pan, have people walk by and grab a piece or two of it and put it on their plate and go. And you don't need the little picker things that go in the end, because it can go between your thumb and your index finger.
Now, if you want to put another twist on it, you can melt some butter and throw some buffalo sauce in it and combine the buffalo sauce and butter and baste that over it and then sprinkle the whole pan with blue cheese. And then you've got buffalo corn, and that's phenomenal. If you like buffalo wings and that whole hot buffalo profile,
right?
The blue cheese on that buffalo sauce
just
with the corn
on top of
it. Oh my gosh! Presentation off the chain.
Yeah,
and it tastes really good. If you like buffalo sauce,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
or buffalo girls,
that's your gig.
Yep,
absolutely. So we've made it 3/4 of the way through a show where we're planning for Labor Day, and we haven't talked about anything in a bunch of them.
Sorry about that.
There's got to be something out there for this weekend that you're doing in a Dutch oven.
It was the Buffalo Gal, wasn't it?
Right. Yeah.
I know. Threw you off.
So cornbread is a cool thing to do in a Dutch oven. And we're a simple recipe.
Did you see how I threw that in there?
I did. That's why I was bringing it up.
I had to.
That's why I was bringing it up. Now you don't want to talk about it. I'm going to make you talk about it.
Okay. So, you know, if you're camping especially, everybody brings a big cast iron skillet, right?
Yep.
Or a Dutch oven if you have one. Some people haven't been to Lodge's website and bought one.
Right.
Or wherever you can buy them.
Right.
So this is really simple. And it's cornbread. So you just get your Jiffy Mix, right?
Yep.
It's awesome. Jiffy Mix. You get two of those boxes of Jiffy Mix based on the size pan you have, maybe three. You get a can of cream style corn, maybe two. You get some maple syrup and some diced jalapeno. And
you're into the sweet hot thing
you
this
mix,
week. Yeah.
Well, it's wonderful. I like sweet hot. You should see my wife. So you mix up the cornbread. Yeah, make sure you grease that pan. Now, if you have some bacon grease, better yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Pour in your cornbread mix and actually mix in the cream style corn with it and the jalapeno and the maple syrup. Pour that mix into your Dutch oven or pan. Cook it. Put it over. Cover it. Put it over the fire. Fantastic.
Yeah.
It'll cook up in about 15 minutes.
Wow.
It'll blow your mind.
Sounds cool. Coming up next, we got Hobo's Pizzas and Pies. They all go together. Stick with us. We'll be back.